Okay, Siv Shalom Kabayin Alif. Will Oir Advarim Yevur Inyan Berachas HaTorah. In the light of what we learned, the concept of Berachas HaTorah will be understood, will be explained. Inne HaBracha Rishayna Ashikidishon B'mitzvahis HaVitzivon L'Asak B'divrei Soira. The first bracha that we make by Berachas HaTorah, which is Ashikidishon B'mitzvahis HaVitzivon L'Asak B'divrei Soira. That mitzvah, that bracha is like any other bracha that we make before we perform a mitzvah. But the second bracha that we make on the giving of the Torah, we thank Hashem for choosing us from among all of the nations, and He gave us His Torah. And we finish off. We conclude, Noisein HaTorah, He who gives the Torah, Sorech Beima Anyana. So we need to understand what is the inyan of this bracha. Why do we begin with He who chose us from among all of the nations? Which is somewhat, you know, putting down all the rest of the nations. Why don't we just start, just let's make a bracha that Hashem gave us His Torah. Why do we have to contrast ourselves to all of the nations? And if indeed the bracha was established, let's say there are two parts of the bracha. We have to thank Hashem for giving us the Torah, and then we have to thank Hashem for choosing us from among all the nations. Two things to thank Hashem for. If that indeed is the reason why we begin with So then why don't we mention this also in the conclusion of the bracha? The conclusion of the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Noisein HaTorah, who gives the Torah. Why don't we conclude, blessed are you Hashem, who chose us from among the nations and gave us the Torah? Okay, al pi dvareinu hasi shapa, but according to what we've said, we can understand this. Because Hashem created the world, created His world for the sake of a Yisrael that are called Reishis, and for the sake of the Torah that is called Reishis. As Rashi says at the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. Because the purpose of creation was that Hashem desired to have a dwelling place among the low. That within this world, the dwelling place of the klippas, there shall be the fortress of kedusha, of the lofty kedusha from the upper world. Within this olam hazeh, v'toicha anan cheshav arofa shel olam hazeh. And within the cloud of darkness of this world shall be the point of light that from here will illuminate earth and those who live upon it. And that a person, that a human being that is within physicality, Yargish Kirvas of the Kusayis Baruch. Hashem wanted that the human being should be able to feel closeness to Hashem. That a human being should be able to feel Hashem's love and the fear of Hashem. And to be connected to Hashem. And for the sake of Yisrael, it is called Reishis. Meaning, Loyahoya calls Chuskium the Yisam Lama Nifchar, Mikol Brue Oilam, Mikol the Sheikhim Seichem. There was no merit for the existence of Bnei Yisrael, even after they have been chosen as the chosen nation from among all of the other creations of the world, and Hashem dwelling within them. Eloi Deatayra, the only merit of the of their existence and their being chosen as a nation is only through the Torah Shnikras Reishis. She Tmima, the Torah is whole, Meshivas Nefesh, and it restores the soul. And it sends Ba'adam Koyach Ba'atzma Behiris, and it gives the person the strength, and the confidence, and the clarity, Chavanes Darkai, to be able to align his path. And it teaches the person knowledge how to walk in the ways of Hashem, the path that is good and that is preferred in all times and all situations, in all generations, and to each and every individual soul. As the words of the Bach, Mazel Hashayna, Shekavanosa Yisborach Me'olam Hoya, that Hashem's intent always was Shenia Oiskim Batoyre G'day Shetisatzim Shmaseinu, that we should learn Torah in order to strengthen our neshama, Ve'atzmos Beruchnius Kedushas Mekoyer Moita HaTorah, with the essence and the spirituality of the holiness of the source from where the Torah comes. That was the intent of giving us the Torah, that we should strengthen our neshamas with the essence and the spirituality of the holiness, the source from where the Torah comes from, which is the Rabbi Nishlad. And that's why Hashem gave us a true Torah, that we should connect our souls and our bodies with our 248 limbs and our 365 sinews, in the 248 positive mitzvahs and the 365 prohibitive mitzvahs that are in the Torah. And if Bnei Yisrael would learn Torah with this intent, that it is to infuse our neshamas with the kedusha of this, of the source of the Torah, which is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we would have become a chariot and a chamber for Hashem's Shekhinah. Shaya Shekhinah Mamash Bekirbom, because then the Shekhinah would be Mamash among us. Kehechol Hashem Hema, because we are a chamber for Hashem. Bekirbom Mamash, Shaya Shekhinah Kevaz Niros, and the Shekhinah would actually permanently establish its dwelling place among us. And the entire earth would be illuminated from Hashem's honor. Atkan Lashon, these are all the words of the Bach. According to the words of the Bach, besides the mitzvah of learning Torah, for which we make the bracha, there's another specific context in Torah. And that is that we have to understand that the only advantage that we have over all of the other nations is the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah. Only through the Torah can our body and our soul and our spirit and our neshama be a dwelling place and a chamber for the Shekhinah. And that which ourselves being a dwelling place for the Shekhinah is the purpose and the goal of the chosen nation and the purpose of creation. And on this second segula, on this second concept that is found that we have through the Torah Kedosha, meaning that through the Torah Kedosha we were chosen from among all the nations, that is why we make the second bracha. That is that combined with the fact that Hashem chose us from among all the nations, Hashem gave us the power of Torah, in order that we should be able to be connected to the Shekhinah and to be worthy of the position of the chosen nation. And the main giving of the Torah is bound with our merit of being the of assuming the title of the chosen nation. And that is why the Torah finishes off with the bracha finishes off with Noisan HaTorah, you gave us the Torah. Yes.
It doesn't answer the question at all. He just finished saying that the only thing that distinguishes us from the other nations is the Torah. So why do we have a separate thanking us for distinguishing us from other nations? It's the same. He just got finished saying it's the same. It's the same thing. So
right.
Why
exactly.
Why do we break it into?
So he's saying is that the purpose of the bracha is to for us to realize that Asher Bracha Banu Mikol Amim, that the reason why we are chosen from among all the nations is because of Nasan Lano Hastarasa, because he gave us his Torah.
It would have the opposite effect, rather, by seeming to say, thank you for choosing us from among the other nations, as if he hadn't given us the Torah, he would still have chosen us from among all the other nations, which, of course, directly contradicts what he just said. It's like it's as if we could be chosen from among all the other nations without having the Torah. Well, if we just had, thank you for giving us the Torah, then it would be clear that it's one and the same thing, and there isn't any, we're not chosen in
that's
any
what,
other way.
That's what he's, it's not broken into two different brachas.
No.
It's mentioned in the same bracha.
It's mentioning two things.
His question was, since the end of the bracha is, Baruch Hashem Neitzan HaTorah, Blessed are you Hashem, gave the Torah, it seems that is the main purpose of the bracha.
Yes. That's
right. So then why are we mentioning he chose us from among all the nations
exactly.
At the beginning of the book? That was his question.
That's the question.
Right. So his answer was, because one might think that we have an advantage over all the nations, regardless of our acceptance of the Torah. Right. So if we would just make a bracha to Hashem, who gave us the Torah, that's beautiful. But you'll still have a lot of Jews out there thinking that we're just a better people because we're an elder.
I don't see how adding that to the bracha, it seems that it hurts more than helps if that's the goal.
Why? What we're saying in the bracha is you chose us from among all the nations because you gave us the Torah, and the bracha is bracha Hashem. Is that Torah?
Maybe by giving us the Torah.
That's what he means to say.
Chose us by giving us the Torah. I don't want to all of the shoot.
The Inyan al Torah, the concept of Torah is al derech mashal, by parable. La amudoi hatzoila b'mayim adirim, to a diver that dives into the mighty waters. V'yoyder the metzulas yam, and he goes to the bottom of the depths of the sea. To be able to bring out of the depths of the water pearls and precious stones. A ship sank or whatever. He has to take along with him a oxygen tank, in order that he shouldn't suffocate from the lack of air that is in the depths of the sea. Without that, he wouldn't be able to perform his goal. He wouldn't be able to carry out his mission. So also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Amay HaNivcha the Metzulay Sachoyme. So also, Hashem Yisbarach brought us down into the depths of physicality. Makayim Boy Ein Avi Ruchni in the Neshima. It's a place where there is no oxygen. There is no spiritual oxygen for our neshama. And the reason why Hashem brought us down to this world is that we should bring up the diamonds for the crown of the king, the mitzvahs that we do in this world. When and he gave us the Torah, which is oxygen for the neshama, and he sent us neshima, gives us pure air for breathing. He calls chuskiyomenu. It is the only merit of our existence, of our spiritual existence. And that is why it says in the Torah Kedusha, you shall learn it day and night. You do not find anything like that in all of the other mitzvahs. Because there's a big difference between the candle of mitzvah and the light of Torah. Hamitzvahs heimal kibachinis mozain hamaspik mipedik leperik. The mitzvahs are a concept of sustenance that or food that a person needs to eat three times a day. You need to eat every once in a while. But learning Torah is oxygen. It's like an oxygen tank in a place where there is no air. So you can't, a person cannot be detached from it even for a moment. If not, the person would suffocate. And this is the understanding of this bracha. He chose us from among all the nations and gave us the Torah. Musav al inyanam yuchad shel Torah. This is directed towards the specific concept of Torah. Shenit nolanu kedei shenuchal liyos am hanivcha, that was given to us in order that we should be able to be the chosen nation. Vanu mevorchem al shevocha banu, and we make the bracha that He chose us. Ube'eis shevacha banu umasal banu sayyud agadol liyas leizborach dira b'tachtonim, and when He did choose us and He gave us the goal that we should be the dwelling place for the Rabbanu Shleidam in this world, nosam banu yachad emzeh ha-Torah, together with that goal He also gave us the Torah, b'chines chamtzon the kedusha, oxygen tank of sanctity. Shenuchal se'esis atafkid akodesh amutal aleinu, that we should be able to carry through the mission, the holy mission that was placed upon us, v'toich hamachanak haruchni, within the spiritual suffocant.
Is this why He keeps sending us to the depths throughout history? To show that we got to grab onto the Torah and come back up again?
That's what he's saying.
If you look at where the depths are, it's usually in our lowest point spiritually. Wow.
It's a setup.
Ideas of the Farish. Torah Hashem Tamima Mashivas Nafesh. We can also explain this pasuk, Torah Hashem Tamima, the Torah of Hashem is whole, restores the soul, the Machavim Bezeh Al Tzad HaMakavim. That the intent is towards the recipient. Meaning, Amos, I told us Hashem Tamim, when is it that the Torah of Hashem is whole? That the person can, how is it that the recipient, that the person can merit the wholeness of the Torah? Kishihi Etzle Meshivas Nafesh. when we realize that it restores the soul. The concept of the Torah is our lives. Because we find in the learning of Torah many different concepts. You explained this above, we've had this already. There are those that have a connection with the Torah like a betrothal. The Hainu meaning, Yeshla is kashrus. We have where we are connected to the Torah. Yeshla is kashrus. We are bound to the Torah. Achla is davkas. We're not connected. Right? That is a
different level.
Like a woman that is betrothed to a husband but not married yet. Right? They're bound, but they're not connected. Eilei sipuk matanig, meaning there is no. There is no satisfaction or pleasure. And the person who is on that level does not yet see any fruit in his toil. And then there are those that their connection to the Torah Kedosha is like a marriage. Person realizes that the Torah is their life. Davuk boy is connected to it, and he sees fruit in his toil. Yesh asher loyaha v'loyaha. And there are those that their connection to the Torah is not like a marriage, not like a betrothal. Ela kipilegesh, rather like a concubine. V'li kedushin ksuba, without any kedushin or any ksuba, meaning any kosher, you're not bound to her at all. And he only learns when he enjoys it. As Chazal say on the Pasuk, Noyev Isha Chasar Lev, on the Pasuk, he who is together with a woman that is and is missing heart, lacking heart, the alimet Torah the prakim. That's somebody who learns Torah and just at given times, meaning somebody who's not connected to the Torah. Therefore, yesh b'chol shana zman matan Torah seinu. Therefore, every year there is a shuas. There's a time, the time of the giving of the Torah. According to our what we accepted from our Rebbes, the Shavuos is the day of judgment for spirituality. On Shavuos, every person has to accept upon themselves the Torah anew for the upcoming year. As it says in the Sefer HaKadosh told Yaakov Yosef, Mama Chazal, on the words of Chazal, Gimel Sfarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah, that three books are open on Rosh Hashanah, Tzadikim Gemurim, one is for total Tzadikim, Rishayim Gemurim, one is for totally wicked, and then there are those that are in between. Shenoisim Kol Echad says that told the Siakiv Yosef that these three books are open in front of every Jew. Shenoisim Kol Echad Rishus Lichtei Va'atzmai Kabbalos LeShana Haba, and the opportunity is given to each and every Jew to write in whichever book, to write their name into whichever book they are willing to be in, meaning their acceptance for the upcoming year. In the Yais Ben Tzadikim, will the person be among the tzaddikim, the leches b'darcheim, and to walk in their ways. And then the person is written and sealed immediately for a good life. Or whether the person wants to be among the yirishoyim, or between the beninim. Meaning the person does not believe in his own strength. Leo is bein tzaddikim, that he can be among the tzaddikim. Just like that.
More than he said in the last, first paragraph says, the difference between a Rosh and a Tzedek is two mitzvahs. Right?
One more than even is tzaddik, one less than even is a rasha. So we're talking here about two mitzvahs, right?
Right, that's the gamma that the...
This, all this kliyah we're talking about is for two mitzvahs.
Could be.
Okay, so
yeah. Or it could be 100,000 also.
It could be, but it could be two. Right.
So also on Shavuos, the time of the giving of our Torah, Nitenes on Torah Gedolah L'Chol Echad, the Torah is given to each and every person kifishu whom it kabbalas Torah, according to how he is willing to accept the Torah. In Bechinas Nisuin, whether it will be a marriage, in Bechinas Erusin, or a betrothal, or Bechinas Pilegesh, or a concubine.
So we have the choice of this?
Right. Each and every person has a choice of how he wants to accept the Torah. But that's obviously going to reflect on his connection to the Rebbeinu Shlom.
It's pretty radical that you can write your own biography. You choose the book you want to write your biography.
Right, that's all Yankee Yosef.
It told us.
It told us.
It's not the way we were brought up to believe on Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, we were told that you get shoved wherever you get judged, that's where you go.
Yeah.
There's no choice, as far as I know, until now. And then go and write all those books.
Well, you saw the Bechinas Erusin and Nisuin. The foundation to these concepts of betrothal or marriage, Hureishis is Batlus Kula the Torah, begins with nullifying oneself totally to the Torah. Although she comes about Adam in Kiddushin, as the Ran writes regarding marriage, Shaisha Makabelas HaKiddushin, that the woman that accepts the Kiddushin, Himavatelas Dato Ritzoino, she nullifies her knowledge and her will, Umashven Nafsha Itzlava Kedvar Hefker, and she places herself towards the husband like a something that is hefker, something that is ownerless. Ha'baal machnisa l'rishusa, and the husband brings her into his rishus. That is how the Ran explains the act of kiddushin. In the same way, needs to be a person's bind and connect and connection to Torah. As it is in the words of Chazal, as the Rambam brings the Talmud Torah, that the prerequisite to be able to achieve the advantages of the Torah is not to allow one's mind to wander to other things. The person cannot start out learning Torah with the intention of I will acquire Torah along with riches and honor. The end of the Torah is kaimin v'teich idun. The Torah, words of Torah do not exist together with self. That's the word for Eden?
Indulgence.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you. Self-indulgence. Metoich achilu ishtia, and within eating and drinking. Ela b'mishemem es atzmael. These are the words of the Rambam. Only by a person who is willing to basically put themselves away for the Torah. Umeisit tavetz v'tanugayu d'mazem alivay. And a person who is willing to remove the desires and the pleasures of this world from his heart, who makes him out to make a hefker and places himself like hefker, v'chol shara inyanim, meaning hefker regarding all other inyanim v'chachmas and all other wisdoms, ein tzorech tzenoyim ke'elu la'asagosam. I'm sorry, v'chol shara inyanim v'chachmas, when it comes to any other concepts or any other wisdoms, you don't need these conditions in order to achieve them. It is only with regard to the acquisition of Torah itself, there is this concept of marriage. Maklal shel inyanim ha'elu, and the general rule with these inyanim who bittel atzmi gomer l'toyra is total self nullification to toyra. Shemavatra al kano isav lemana, meaning that the person is willing to forfeit all of their pleasures for the sake of toyra. Hamashmos shel is batlus. The definition of nullification is sheitz la'adam shayach rak inyan ikri echot. Every person can only have one main thing. V'chol ashar tafel. There's only one main priority. Everything else is secondary. V'im yesh oid inyan ikri. If there is yet still another priority, another first priority, mismay to ikri ashal arishon, then automatically the priority of the other first priority is smaller. And the condition for the acquisition of Torah, shehitia ikir ha'ikir, it should be the priority of all priorities. Everything else should be secondary and nullified to the Torah. That is why Chazal say, the Torah calls the day of giving the Torah the day of the wedding. It is the concept of nullification to Torah in a way of marriage.
I realize that my quarrel is in English translation. It shouldn't be. Shows us and gives.